Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Little Steely Dan bringing us back. I think that's Reeling in the Years, one of their great songs. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Paul Kesey is our guest, our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member. He is the author of Is Self-Employment for You, CEO of Kesey Communications, and he's one of the guys that helps us understand what makes us tick as entrepreneurs. Paul, in the last segment, we talked about different traits that you think is required if you're going to be a small business owner. You need to have certain traits, personality traits. You need to be organized. You need to use a good judgment. You need to be decisive. Any other one or two that you want to stick in there? We didn't talk.
Yeah,
about?
I would say you have to ask yourself how you handle adversity.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have adversity during time, so how do you handle that when it's come up in your personal life before you go into business? And really have an honest answer on that.
I have friends who are business owners, and when I talk to them, they're drama queens.
Yeah.
Because everything that when I talk to them, they've always got something that they're excited about. You know, when I say excited, I don't mean happy excited. I mean, you know, it's got their attention. Their
hair is on fire.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. Oh, I'm just slammed. You know,
right.
Well, you know, they're no busier than me, and I didn't say anything about that.
Right.
They got no more adversity than I do, and I didn't say, oh my God, what am I going to do? You know, and
I thought somebody's always digging out of trouble. You can't have I'm overwhelmed by everything all the time.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I don't. You know, I wouldn't enjoy being a business owner if I was like that.
Right. You're right.
You know, I look at adversity when something happens to me, especially after all these years. I look at adversity and I say, "Okay, dude, give it your best shot. See what? Let's see what you got."
And then become a problem solver.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm going to attack this problem and solve it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Because when you solve it, it belongs to you.
Yep.
Yeah,
yes,
no question
about
it.
That's a very other key point. That's being another personality trait. You just said it. It's accountability. It's
mm-hmm.
you. If you take accountability for everything that happens with your business, you'll be much better off. But if you're pointing the finger at someone else,
right?
You know, that's
you got to be able to take a punch, though, don't you?
That's right, and then realize and be accountable for
mm-hmm.
that because
yep.
When those things do come up, if you are 100% accountable or close to that,
right.
You won't make that same mistake again. If it's
right.
an employee or a contract worker, you can't say it's their fault. It's mine because
mm-hmm.
I'm the one who hired that person.
Yep, absolutely. So one of the things that you've been working on lately, though, everything that you and I just discussed, all the things that you just laid out so well for us, Paul, are all, I'm calling those analog traits because they've been around since time immemorial, right? They're
correct.
They're primal traits.
Right.
They're analog.
That's true.
They're analog. You don't plug them in anywhere. And they're part of our protoplasm, part of the Homo sapien protoplasm. So, but we live in a digital world now. How do we adapt these analog traits in a digital world?
Well, let me state something here that I think I just read this week. I wanted to share with your listeners and you, and that is this is Thomas Goodwin, an executive of Havas Media. This is what he said. Quote: Uber, the world's largest taxi company, owns no vehicles.
Yeah.
Facebook, the world's most popular media owner, creates no content.
Right.
Alibaba, the world's most valuable retailer, has no inventory. And Airbnb, the world's largest accommodation provider, owns no real estate. Something interesting is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that really go
mm-hmm.
to the core of where we're at
mm-hmm.
in terms of the transition into wherever? I mean, a lot of people don't know where it's headed, but I just found that a really fascinating quote when we talk about digital or we talk about where things are headed and how do you navigate yourself through all of this with the great changes that are coming.
Well, and it's clearly, all those things clearly give you opportunities to make a decision about what's next And in the decision, you've got to make judgments. And every one of those things have the potential in your own industry to affect your industry to the point where it could create adversity for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is what's happening right now, Paul. There was a time when you and I were kids, a person could step outside on the porch of their business in Main Street and look around and see the one or two competitors and know where all the pressure was going to come from. Today, the pressure might not even come from your industry.
That's true. And I've always felt that the pressure within your industry and is really something that's a very positive, that if you have a lot of people interested in your industry and a lot of competitors, that's a plus, because it keeps your industry out there in front of the light, where a lot of people feel the competition and all that with the industry is a negative.
But disruption is not likely to come from your competitors. Disruption is going to come from a non-competitor.
That's right. That's right.
We don't just have competitive pressure now. We have disruption pressure.
Right. And you know, we talked to him, you know, along those lines about the digital, when you mentioned the industry I'm in, where I make my living in radio, how much that has shifted into digital. And clients are headed in a whole new direction. No one really buys, per se, a pure radio campaign. They buy something to drive to a website, which is now dated. But everything digital, short and to the point, and, you know, all that sort of things. I'm certainly putting that into my next.
And as a business owner, we all have to understand, and this is part of what I talk about in my book, The Age of the Customer, part of what we have to understand is that we no longer can look around and see where the challenges are, where the competitive pressures are. We have to see where the implications are coming from the disruptions. And some of these disruptions are coming from our customers, not even from competitors, digital or otherwise. Tintail, right back with Paul Casey. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.